Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hey, Mark. Your summer going along okay? Coming to an end abruptly, I bet.
Yeah, we're back and classes have started here at University of Georgia. It's temperatures in the 90s, and we're looking forward to the first football game. So, yeah, back at it.
Wow, that is a sign of fall, that's for sure. We're going to talk for a moment about asthma. You've chosen a poem that looked at the treatment of asthma. The goals of treatment, particularly moderate persistent asthma, are obviously to minimize symptoms, normalize pulmonary function, prevent sort of worsening exacerbations, and improve what we might call quality of life. Lots of guidelines, lots of different organizations, but all of them seem to recommend a stepwise approach with aggressive attempts to quickly control symptoms and then subsequent attempts to go in a stepwise fashion to reduce the onset of new symptoms. An estimate of severity is important. The beginning drug is usually the inhaled short-acting beta agonists, so-called SABAs. These should be prescribed in all patients, according to the guidelines, concomitantly with inhaled glucosteroids for the acute symptoms. But this is when things get a little bit more complicated. There are two longer-term control regimens that seem to be acceptable for the initial treatment of patients with moderate asthma. One is medium-dose inhaled glucocorticoids alone, or the combination of low-dose inhaled glucocorticoids plus a long-acting beta agonist, often called a LABA. Now, the FDA, some listeners may remember, had a black box warning. That FDA warning has been removed on inhaled glucocorticoid LABA combinations. What happened was the FDA reviewed a lot of safety trials and concluded that these long-acting beta agonists, when combined with inhaled glucocorticoids, do not significantly increase the risk of a serious asthma-related side effect. So that is no longer something that we need to worry about. But once the patient's receiving treatment, the focus needs to shift to assessing the patient's asthma control and putting them on some sort of a longer-term regimen. This is where your poem that you've selected for this week comes in. This was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. It starts on page, interestingly, 2020. It attempts to answer the clinical question, for patients who do have mild asthma, is added use of an inhaled steroid LABA as effective as either an added albuterol alone or as needed albuterol plus the daily use of an inhaled steroid? A little complicated, Mark, but common problem in practice. What did they find?
Yeah, this was, I think it's an important study, and it's one that is goes along with a number of other studies that have looked at using as-needed use of these steroids and LABAs rather than having patients take them every day. So this study included adults with mild asthma, and that was defined basically people who are using a short-acting beta agonist alone at least twice, no more than twice a day, but they used it at least twice in the past 3 months. So they were using it moderately. They also included anyone who used a SABA alone and experienced a severe exacerbation in the past 12 months, but that was only about 7% of the population. So they randomized 668 of these patients to one of three groups. The first group just continue to use their as-needed short-acting beta agonist alone. The second group got budesonide 200 micrograms twice daily, plus the short-acting beta agonist as needed. And the third group used a combination inhaler containing the budesonide and 6 micrograms of formoterol. Sorry, that's a long-acting beta agonist. So you had daily use of a steroid and a LABA versus SABA alone versus a SABA plus as-needed use of budesonide. Baseline, there were some imbalances. There were actually fewer serious exacerbations in the past 12 months in the budesonide formoterol group. Exacerbation was defined as worsening symptoms that required either an urgent visit to a physician, prescription of a systemic steroid, or heavy use of a SABA during a 24-hour period. The rate of any exacerbations was significantly higher, not surprisingly, in the group that only got an as-needed short-acting beta agonist compared with the other two groups. Basically, for every 100 patients treated, there would be 40 exacerbations with the short-acting beta agonist alone, compared with only 18 in the as-needed budesonide group and 20 maintenance budesonide plus formoterol. There were also significantly fewer serious exacerbations in the two groups, those latter two groups, compared to the short-acting beta agonist alone. So bottom line, in patients with mild asthma, budesonide inhaler with a SABA was as good as daily use of the long-acting beta agonist plus a steroid. So it gives us an additional option, reduces the steroid exposure. It's going to be cheaper for patients because they're not having to use that expensive inhaler every day, and they did just as well.
Are there any problems you think that this would have for clinicians or patients as we implement this?
Well, I think we just need to make sure that this study was focusing on patients with mild asthma and that we should be cautious about extending that to patients with more frequent or severe symptoms, I'd say.
Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again next week.
Okay.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.